Eyes on the Horizon, a Daredevil fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This fic is tagged for alternate universe, pirates, established relationship, sailing, drinking, and implied sex. Summary. Foggy has been in love with Daredevil's captain for years. What's not to like about a pirate captain who took him straight from the bar scene and out onto the seven seas for a life of adventure? He didn't mean to become a pirate. He met a guy in a bar once. Said guy took him to his bed, and the next morning he took Foggy sailing with him around the bay. He offered to drop him back at the port by nightfall. Foggy was a little too deep into a rum bottle and said no. 6 years later, he was still on the same ship. Daredevil. Sharing the captain's bed and his rum when the going was good. It was good pretty often. Foggy didn't even get seasick anymore. He was deeply in love with Captain Murdoch, or Matt, as he called him when they were alone, not that the crew weren't entirely aware of the fact that Foggy had been sharing the captain's quarter for half a decade or more. It was the illusion that was important. He liked to think that he'd made the progression from cabin boy to quarters master on his own merits, because he'd put in the work. Not because Matt loved and trusted him more than anyone else. He did, but that was beside the point. To effectively represent the crew and bring their concerns to Matt from time to time, he needed to have their respect. That was why he had insisted on being a cabin boy early on. He didn't want special favors from the captain that would make the crew jealous. That was a good way to get a cutlass through his back. So he worked for years, earning a place at Matt's side, never shrinking away from a job, whether it was running below deck as a powder monkey or mopping the same deck with the swabbies. He'd earned it. He was only promoted from boatswain to quartermaster last fall when Luke took up with the carpenter's daughter and got the entire crew banned from entering that particularly seaside town for a year and a day. Matt was annoyed about it, but it couldn't be helped in Foggy's opinion. Love was just that way sometimes. It made you do stupid, reckless things that you'd never consider otherwise, like joining a pirate crew or even leaving one. They could pick up supplies elsewhere this time, and they'd have to arrest the wrath of the townsfolk and the row of nooses. Matt was nothing if not a competent navigator, and Foggy had every confidence that they'd make berth again in a day or two, depending as ever on whether or not the winds were with them. He'd been sailing with Matt for a long time now, and he still didn't know how Matt did it. Matt was blind, and yet he'd steered Daredevil and her crew through dozens of storms with relative ease. It was always where Foggy's focus was at those time. On Matt, the calm in the storm, the steady hands on the wheel, certain that he'd guide them all into safe harbor. He trusted him even when things got tough. Daredevil had endured no fewer than 7 pillaging and looting attacks this year, but she was yet to be plundered. Matt was as fierce a protector of his crew, his ship, and his treasure as Foggy had ever seen, the latter being Matt's pet name for him, which he would never admit to liking. He found him in the pre-dawn hours, leaning against the railing on the upper deck, a faint smell curving his lips as the wind tugged his hair, threatening to make off with his tricorn hat. The young sailing master stood at the wheel, keeping the ship's course steady. Foggy offered him a reassuring smile when the young sailor glanced at him. At 15, Peter held one of the most important jobs on board. He was Matt's chief navigator, master of maps, able to read them and chart courses around storms and patrolling naval vessels with ease. It wasn't something just anyone could do. Few of the crew were trained in the art of map reading, and it was a big world of dangerous seas out there, too big for a boy of 15 to sail alone. Matt was teaching him. Foggy could see in his face how much he enjoyed it. He'd taken a cabin boy from an attacking ship and giving him a job he was good at, that he could be proud of. He'd done the same for a lonely butcher's boy who hadn't hoped for much beyond a bottle of rum and a companion for the night. Matt was so much more than that. He was everything to him. Captain, he said fondly as he approached the railing. Matt acknowledged him with a mock half bow. Quartermaster? Peter flashed him an incredulous look and said, just kiss already. Everyone knows about you two. Eyes on the horizon, Matt said sternly. He didn't deny his relationship with Foggy. He never did. Yes, Captain, Peter replied, begrudgingly returning his gaze to the farthest point he could see. Beyond the cresting waves. Peter watched him with some amusement, leaning into the gentle rocking of the ship as the waves buffeted her. He glanced once again at Daredevil's captain, who hadn't moved from the railing. He seemed to be waiting for Peter to say something, to ask a question that few dared to venture. But then Matt smiled. You're wondering how I know when your focus is not where it needs to be, Peter. Yes, Captain, the boy admitted, not taking his eyes off the horizon this time. He was a quick learner. Years of practice, Matt declared as Foggy grinned guiltily, remembering his early sailing lessons with Matt years ago. Quartermaster Nelson, how are things below deck? Quiet, sir, Foggy said quickly, lest he earned the captain's ire for his focus being quite as off-target as Peter's. Good. I'd hate to disturb their rest, Matt said with a smirk. Shall we? He offered his hand to Foggy like he was asking him to dance, a gentlemanly move he'd been practicing forever, hence Foggy's failure to recognize him as a pirate at their first meeting. He took the hand Matt offered, allowing the captain to draw him to his side where he belonged. Peter looked startled, then turned his panicked gaze on Matt. Wait, you're just going to... Yes, Matt said firmly. She's in good hands. Just remember what I told you. Eyes on the horizon. Even when I can't see it? Peter asked helplessly, though Foggy suspected he was putting the question to the wrong man. You have to trust in what's beyond the storm to steer the ship through on. Remember that. Matt said instructively, tapping Peter's shoulder reassuringly as he passed him, one arm slung lower around Foggy's waist. Yes, Captain. Thank you for the lesson. Peter said gratefully, a tentative smile curving his lips. Pray you don't need it. Prepare for it anyway. If you need me, Quartermaster Nelson will be entertaining me below deck. Knock first. Matt advised him, making the boy blush behind the wheel. Foggy stifled a laugh, but allowed himself to be led away from the upper deck and into Matt's private quarters. The captain waited until they were alone before kissing him soundly, pressing him against the door and lavishing him with all the tender affection he craved. It was a pirate's life for Foggy, and he couldn't say he minded one little bit.